It's What to Say Wednesday, and today we're answering the question, what do you say when a client says, excuse me, I am different? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Client Whisperer Show. I'm your host, Tony Banta, and I am the Client Whisperer. I've spent over a decade running multiple six- and seven-figure client businesses, and I've learned that the secret to success in a client business comes down to one thing. Leadership. Bad client behavior is the enemy, and with the right curriculum, infrastructure, and mindset, you can lead your clients to great success and scale your business the easy way. So you're different. You think you're different, client, huh? You think you're different than all of the clients that have come before you. You think this is the first time we've heard you say this? But here's the thing. You need to know. Is a client really different? Or are they not? Are they just the same and that's just a limiting belief that's showing up? So we're going to dismantle this a little bit. We're going to take this apart to find out why the client might be saying this in the first place. And we're going to answer the question of what do you say in response. So, client says, I'm different. I think I'm different. Why is a client saying this? They're almost always saying that they're different because of one of two, three reasons. One is because you haven't sufficiently told them that this process is for them, that this process fits for their needs. It's one thing to sell someone. When we're selling someone, we're selling them on the fact that we have an answer that's going to take away their pain. When we're selling them on the vision of the future of what their life could be. But then it comes time to actually take action on that thing. And that's when things get really interesting. And things get really interesting because someone's pain to make the change has to be less than their pain of staying the same. So if we haven't sufficiently told them why something is for them, we're not removing the pain of making the change. We're not removing the pain of the unknown, the fear of the unknown that absolutely is pain. Because a client almost certainly has tried things before they've gotten to you. They've tried things before. And so you may have helped them see that by paying you money, they can get themselves out of pain, but that does not necessarily mean that you've enrolled them to the point that they're fully enrolled and they're actually ready to take action. And that's when the rubber hits the road, so to speak. That's when things get challenging and things get tough and things get interesting. So for one, if you haven't told them that this is absolutely for them, if you haven't been able to describe what life is like inside of their head, if they're not experiencing that, you know, if they're not experiencing what you're telling them to do, what you're teaching them in a way that makes sense to them, then there's a good chance that they're going to show up with this kind of an objection. I'm different than what you're describing. I'm sure what you're describing works for some people, but I'm different. This is different for me. So what we need to do when this is showing up, for this client individually, we need to dig into why. We need to dig into what exactly is happening here. What exactly is going on in their mind that they think it's different? I've seen this happen with a number of offers where they went to a group program. They went to a leveraged program where they have video training curriculum and group work before they were ready, before they really understood what's going on in their clients' minds. What's going on when their clients are trying to take action in the pathway that they've identified. And when you jump to that too quickly before you really know what's happening there, you can't layer in the language that helps the client understand the empathy that you truly have. And that's going to dramatically increase that level of support where clients show up on group calls, where clients are showing up in these places saying, hey, I'm different. That's fine for those other people, but I'm unique. Sometimes this also just shows up because clients want to feel unique. Because clients want to feel like they're special. Sometimes this is showing up because of their own ego, that they don't want to feel like the answer is as simple as you're giving them. It could also be that the answer is super simple, but that they don't want to believe that it's been this simple all along, that they want to believe it's harder. They're clinging to that idea. And lastly, it could just be that they are actually different, that they have a different case of what's going on for them that you didn't screen for in the sale and in your program leading up to the point where you're asking them to take action and they're showing up and saying, I'm different. So what do we do? What do we say to this kind of client? Well, if you've been a listener for any period of time, you know the first question that we always ask is, what do you mean? What do you mean that you're different? Let's get them to explain. Let's get them to spill their guts out a little bit so that we have some things to actually work with. Let's skip to the head. Let's skip ahead a little bit, and then I'll double back. If the client is different, take them out of the workflow that they're in. Treat them as an exception to your process. Treat this as research and development so that you can see if your process needs to be changed to be more inclusive for other types of people, if they really are different. And that's the question that you need to get to. We actually have a guide for you. And I'll mention that at the end of this, at the end of this episode. But you can also grab it in the show notes if you don't want to wait to listen. But the skip ahead to the end to figure out, are they really different? Ask them some questions. Ask them questions to see just how alike they are to similar clients that where this has worked conclusively in the past. Bonus, if those clients are examples where you've actually highlighted a success story in your marketing or in your fulfillment, triple bonus. If you've actually given them some of those success stories in your training modules, in the fulfillment that the client's gone through, so that they can hear directly from a client the kind of journey that they've walked. So if you can ask them a couple questions and see if they're similar or if they have the same problems as a client that's gone through the process before, then they are not different. If as you're asking them those questions, they are different, double down on finding out, is that really the case? And here's the process that I would encourage you to use. Find out, are they willing to try it, knowing that you will be there to support them? If they give it their all, knowing that you're willing to be there to support them and give and even give them extra help to find out how they're different at the end. If they give it their all and try it, that's a really great technique that you can start in with, provided that you don't see a clear reason why they are different. If you see a clear reason why they are different, treat them as an exception, take them out of your process. They're only going to confuse people on group calls. They're only going to confuse themselves if you're trying to impose that on them. But if you're not sure, or if you think that they really aren't different, then ask them if they're willing to try. And if they're not willing to try, then go a level further and find out why. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of that they're failing validating their worst fears? Are they afraid that they're gonna that there are real stakes and they're actually gonna make real mistakes and there are real consequences? The higher the consequences, the greater the degree of care that you want to give them in treating them as an exception unless you're absolutely certain. Because the greater the consequences, the greater the chance that you're actually gonna mess things up for the client, for the client's life, for the client's business. If you have a healthcare offer and someone's saying, if you have a health and wellness offer, right? And a client's saying, I feel different, right? I had a doctor once who to treat a longtime chronic health issue that I've had, I had a doctor once prescribe blood pressure medication for an off-label usage that was going to help the issue that I had. And I said to them, well, I'm different. I have chronically low blood pressure. Are you sure that this is a good idea? And they're like, yeah, it's just a small dose. It'll be fine. Well, I started taking the medication and my blood pressure bottomed out and I started passing out, right? that's a stake that's really serious. If that's where you're serving clients, you want to double check that before you go down that pathway where you're actually giving them a prescription that could have consequences like that. If they have a business offer and you're asking them to spend a ton of money that is right up against what they really can afford on ads, and you're not sure that what they're doing is that the pathway that you're advising them on really is going to work to either give them clarity or get them results, that's another instance where you want to treat that with more care. You want to be really right. Because the negative consequences of that, even if that client leaves and then they're not in your program and you don't have to face the challenge of how do you serve them, how do you help them get it back on track, even if they just leave, they could leave really disgruntled. So the higher the stakes, the more you want to treat them as an exception. The higher the stakes when you ask those follow-up questions, that's what allows you to make that determination. If you have the bandwidth and you're not sure that they fit into exactly the right pathway, treat them as an exception. You have very little to lose unless you're absolutely sure. And then you're just going to lose time. You're going to lose time for you, for them, for everybody. So here's what you do when it is an exception. And we have a couple episodes coming up over the next few weeks where we're going to dig into this even more. We have an episode next week. Next What to Say Wednesday, we're gonna peel back the layers on this topic even more with another question that a client may come up with for this. And in 2 weeks, we're actually going to do a teaching episode on exactly the systems underneath what you need to do when client exceptions are showing up. So we've made a little guide for you. This is the exception worksheet. And you can get that at clientsuccessaudit.com/exception. clientsuccessaudit.com, no dashes, no spaces, /exception. EXCEPTION. Link is in the show notes. And you can get the show notes by going to clientwhisperer.show/24. It's the 24th episode. So take a look at that guide. Take a look at this with your clients. If you see this showing up, give that guide a try in your business. Use that. Show that to your clients and see, move through exactly what we recommend in that guide with your clients and see what happens. I'll bet you're going to learn some things, even if what you learn is that clients like this really are not an exception. And that's a really valuable thing to learn at the end of it as well. There you go. It's been What to Say Wednesday. Talk to you soon. Thank you.